皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson season 2 number 27, what to wear number 3.Natsuko-san.
Yes.
This one is a little tough.
Really?
Yeah, I heard from someone it's like throwing them into the deep end. Do I have to give credit where I heard it from? Okay, Sachiko. Sachiko said it. I took it. I'm guilty. But she has a good point.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think? I think there's some tricky stuff in today's conversation.
Yeah, maybe.But it would be easy if you hear the whole conversation.
Yes, and if you hear the previous two, because this is the third part、mm-hmm. of a three-part series.
Yes.
So again, we have our salesman working away. This guy is something else. He's really something special. So let's take a look at the maestro at work. What we're going to introduce, though, before we get into it today, there's one line in there that I'd like to explain, and I think it would help a lot if we walked you through this, so that way it'll flow a lot better.Now, in today's lesson, we have some kenjo, which is very polite Japanese. You're lowering yourself down. You're lowering your position down in relation to the person you're speaking with.
Yes.
Now, we have some of that. Natsuko-san, where does that come up?
Moshimasen.
And it means I won't say. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say.
Yes.
Negative of to say.
Mosu.
Now, this verb, one more time, Natsuko-san.
Mōsu
is the extremely polite way, the way to lower yourself down, and it's equivalent to
you
to say. So when you hear this, just think of it as to say.
Yes.
You. In this case, we have the negative form. So actually, the polite negative of to say you is
言いません.
So what we're actually doing in this conversation is taking out 言いません and replacing it with just a better version. It's the same car.Mm-hmm. With just a better body.
Right.
So we're replacing it with?
申しません。
And here, the purpose of this is to lower the position down. And the salesperson is lowering himself down in relation to the customer.
Yes.
With that said, here we go.
では、こちらのサングラスもかけてみてはどうでしょう。お客様、素晴らしいです。とってもダンディーでございます。いかがでしょうか。
私はあなたの着せ替え人形じゃありません。ただジャケットを着てみたかっただけなんです。
あら、でもとってもエレガントでございますよ。
本当ですか。
私は嘘など申しません。
本当に？
本当ですよ。サングラスをかけますとどこぞの俳優さんかと思っちゃいます。
マジですか。じゃあ5点全部買います。
お買い上げありがとうございます。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ではこちらのサングラスもかけてみてはどうでしょう。お客様、素晴らしいです。とってもダンディーでございます。いかがでしょうか。
私はあなたの着せ替え人形じゃありません。ただジャケットを着てみたかっただけなんです。
あら、でもとってもエレガントでございますよ。
本当ですか？
私は嘘など申しません。
本当に？
本当ですよ。 サングラスをかけますと、どこぞの俳優さんかと思っちゃいます。
マジですか。じゃあ、5点全部買います。
お買い上げありがとうございます。
次は英語が入ります。
では、こちらのサングラスもかけてみてはどうでしょう?
Well, how about trying on these sunglasses?
お客様、素晴らしいです。とってもダンディーでございます。いかがでしょうか?
Sir, they're wonderful. They're so snazzy. What do you think?
私はあなたの着せ替え人形じゃありません。ただジャケットを着てみたかっただけなんです。
I'm not your dress-up doll. Just the jacket I tried on, please.
あら、でもとってもエレガントでございますよ。
Oh, but it's so elegant.
本当ですか?
Really?
私は嘘など申しません。
I never lie.
本当に?
Really?
本当ですよ。サングラスをかけますと、どこぞの俳優さんかと思っちゃいます。
Really? When you put on the sunglasses, I accidentally mistake you for some famous actor.
マジですか?じゃあ5点全部買います。
Seriously? Then I'll buy all five.
お買い上げありがとうございます。
Thank you very much for your patronage.
夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか?
結局買っちゃったんですね。
Yep, he bought it. Score one for the company. Mm-hmm. All that training paid off.Let's back up. We're going to take a look at vocab. Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
着せ替え人形
A dress-up doll.
着せ替え人形着せ替え人形
Next we have
点
Spot, point.
点
Followed by
全部
All.Entire, whole.
全部全部
Next we have
俳優
Actor
俳優俳優
And finally
お買い上げ
Buy, purchase
お買い上げお買い上げ
All right, here we go. Now let's get into these details. There's a lot going on here. Well, let's just start it off. Now again, we start off with the same pattern. Natsuko-san mentioned this last week that there's also another verb when talking about wearing things. And that verb is?
かける
So the only thing difference about this sentence is what's going to be worn, the verb, and one little particle. The rest is the same. So let's take a look.
では、こちらのサングラスもかけてみてはどうでしょう?
Okay, how about trying on these sunglasses? Now, first we have では, which is used to change the topic.
Then.
Yeah. Next, so on. Followed by
こちらの
Same. These
サングラス
Sunglasses. Did you pick up that word one more time, Natsuko-san?
サングラス
Followed by
も
So, in the previous conversations, we used
を
the object marker, but here, も can substitute for を
Yes.
And here, as we're talking about additional things, try this on rather than that. Try this also. Then we have
かけて
The te form of
かける
Now, this is the verb used when wearing things.
Yes.
Such as
glasses.Or sometimes for bags, when you hang it on your shoulder.
So it's the way it's worn.
Yes.
That can also make a difference. Yes. So, but primarily, mostly, this is used with glasses.
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, we have the te form followed by the particle wa. And then we have...
見てはどうでしょう?
In all of these cases, it's the same.
Yes.
The structure is the same. What varied was the politeness level and the verb according to what was being put on.
Yes.
All right, and then he goes into the sales pitch.
お客様素晴らしいです。とってもダンディーでございます。いかがでしょうか?
All right, standard. Oh, wow, you look great, amazing. Followed by something that's quite interesting. You look very dandy.
Dandy.
This is an adjective that has made it into Japanese.
Yes.
Let's just go over this one more time.
Dandy.
And just break it down.
Da-n-di-i. Dandy.
And Natsuo-san, can you give us the nuance behind this adjective?
I think it's exclusively used for men.
How men look.
Yes. And usually grown-up person. And very, with very nice clothes. And gives a feeling of kind of a high status, high social status.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect description. There is that hint of upper class in that dandy.
Yes. So that's why it's not usually used for very young men.
And the interesting thing is, what's so amazing about Japanese is like, by the words and the context they're used in, you could tell a lot about the person who is speaking, who's being spoken to. You could tell a lot about this interaction.
Mm-hmm.
You can almost visualize that it's probably upper management, maybe a shacho, a boss of something shopping at a very high-class, posh menswear store, and he's getting this royal treatment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then we have de gozaimasu, which is the polite form of the coppola. Mm-hmm. Very, very polite. And then again, we have...
いかがでしょうか?
How is it? And then we get something we don't expect. Here we go.
私はあなたの着せ替え人形じゃありません。
I'm not your dress-up doll. So I think he's had a little bit too much of the sales pitch.
Right.
I could just see the sales guy getting so whipped up. And this, and this, and this, and this. So yeah, he reached his limit. Followed by...
ただ、ジャケットを着てみたかっただけなんです。
I just wanted to try on a jacket. As in, a suit jacket. Interesting point about this sentence is ただ coming in the front.
Yes.
Followed by
だけなんです.
Towards the latter part of the sentence. And this combination is often used to say only or just.
Yes.
I just wanted to try on the jacket.
ただ
came in the front and だけ came in the back. Then we had, again, a conjugation of the auxiliary verb 見る. So, 着てみる became
着てみたかった.
So let's just work our way backwards. 見たかった is the past tense of
見たい.
And when this is attached to the te form of a verb, it means want to do something. So what we want to do here is we want to start with the dictionary form of the verb and then just work our way up to what we have in today's dialogue. So we start with the verb to wear.
着る.
Then we want to say, I want to try to wear. I want to try to wear it. So we need the te form plus the verb.
見る.
Try to wear something.
着てみる.
So we take the te form of to wear. 着て. We attach the auxiliary verb.
見る.
And now we're working off the 見る. We're going to conjugate 見る. The verb to wear, 着る, is done. We don't look at that again. Now we're working off the 見る. Then we want to say, I want to try to wear it.
着てみたい。
It's that 見る that we conjugate. It goes from 見る to
見たい。
And it's treated as a class 2 verb. Okay, on we go.
あら、でもとってもエレガントでございますよ。
And he doesn't stop. Really? But you look so elegant. You look really elegant. And what does he come up with?
本当ですか?
He's got a bite. Fishing for rich men. Then he seals the deal with... And this is where the polite Japanese comes in. For sealing the deal.
私は嘘など申しません。
And I would never lie. Or I wouldn't lie. Now, in English, we could kind of hear the difference by the intonation. I wouldn't lie. This is something along the lines of, Sir...I would never lie. Or, you know, just really over the top. And this is one of the most fascinating things about Japanese. You don't have to act or use intonation. You could just use words.
Right.
He substitutes moshimasen for?
言いません。
And I, lie, wouldn't is what we have. And lie, among other things, exaggerate. That's where this nado comes in. Watashi wa I, uso, lie, nado. Lie or exaggerate.
Yes.
Then moshimasen, wouldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I, lie, wouldn't say. So I wouldn't tell a lie. George Washington over here. Then we have?
本当に?
Really? So he's buying it. He seals the deal. Now, the key to this sentence is the yo. You know, really emphasizing that he's being honest. We have?
本当ですよ.
Yeah, it's that yo at the end. And here's his line of the day.
サングラスをかけますと俳優さんみたいです。
When you put the sunglasses on, you're like an actor. You're like a star.
Doesn't this mean that without sunglasses, he doesn't look like an actor, right?
Oh, Natsuko, you must be really, a really picky shopper.
I am.
That's good. He should have used that to negotiate. I like that. In this sentence, what we just want to cover quick is this to conditional. It can be used if or when you put on these glasses, if you put on these glasses. And this first clause indicates that, you know, when he does this certain thing, then it becomes this.
マジですか?
And now he's completely taken in. Are you serious?
じゃあ、5点全部買います。
I'll take them all. I'll take all five. Followed by?
お買い上げありがとうございます。
And お買い上げ, we covered in the vocab, is buying. Thank you for your purchase.
Yes.
Buying, purchase. Thank you for your purchase. Reminds me of 手上げ, to give up, which is...
お手上げ.
Yeah, お手上げ, which is to give up. And I think what we're going to do with this series. So I think we've had enough. Again, any questions, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we will answer them. Also, inside the PDF, detailed grammar point write-up. And finally, inside the Learning Center, things to bring it all together. Natsuko-san, another happy customer.
I think the shop clerk is more happier.
Oh, boy. All right, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また今度ね。